Currently, Jeffrey Morse Ministries is classified under LLC to keep costs low as the resource to support a corporate structure does not exist. While an LLC is not optimal for humanitarian responders, nor for those that bring the gospel, it does provide a way for Jeffrey Morse Ministries to begin to respond to the need. Hiring projections have been created using three separate models, and those are available if you would like to go to Jeffrey Morse Ministries' site and look at the page, the complete business plan. Jeffrey Morse Ministries' goal is to convert to a corporation within 5 years. In this model, there is only a CEO for the first year, then a CEO and secretary for the second year, and then for the following 3 years after that, we hire a key manager each year. Those same key managers will eventually become the board of directors at the time of incorporation. Also, it's noted that there's a cap limit on wage for anybody that works for Jeffrey Morse Ministries, in the management team especially. Cap limits are set at $100,000 a year, and it takes quite a bit to get there. The reason is because the money that comes in needs to go out to meet the need of crisis or to preach gospel for the purpose in which the donation was given. For further information on the hiring and management structure of Jeffrey Morse Ministries, please consult the Constitution and the Bylaws at jeffreymorseministries.com. Also, the biggest workforce of Jeffrey Morse Ministry is its volunteers. Most work is done on a volunteer basis. Managers are sent out to evaluate and deliver aid response in crisis, but volunteers will be doing all the actual work. Notice to the left, all positions listed in pink and brown are volunteers.